Hey, greetings. This is Brother Jim, DontParish.com, John 4:24 Radio. Hey, got a teaching I want to bring you today. Lording over, explained. You know, I think we all understand that modern pastors are really good at lording over. We know what that means. They use their power. They abuse their authority. They put things on people they shouldn't. This we know clearly. But many times, people will use the lording over title when you're just a brother or someone that they know and you're trying to teach and instruct in with doctrines that they will refuse. They'll call out and say, "You're lording over me." But they wrongly apply it. Let's go to the word. Ecclesiastes 8, verse 9. "All this have I seen and applied my heart unto every work that is done under the sun. There is a time wherein one man ruleth over another to his own hurt." So here we go. We have a guy, a man, ruling over another to his hurt. He has authority over him, right? That's what it takes to be a lording over person. You have to have authority over someone, like a boss, like a pastor, like a government, like a police officer. Let's look at another one. Numbers 16, 13. "Is it a small thing that thou hast brought us up out of a land that floweth with milk and honey to kill us in the wilderness, except thou make thyself altogether a prince over us?" This is the people of Israel talking to Moses. Moses was in authority over them. They were accusing him of lording over because he had authority over them. So we see there, again, in order to lord over somebody at all, you have to have some kind of authority over them, a husband, a parent. And you can't lord over someone biblically if you don't have a authority over them. Let's go to the New Testament, okay? Here's Apostle Paul, 2 Corinthians 1:24. "Not for that we have dominion over your faith, but are helpers for your joy, for by faith ye stand." So Paul's talking about him and Timothy. He's an apostle. Timothy's a teacher, pastor, overseer, elder. He's saying we don't have dominion over your faith. We're helpers, okay? They could have been lording over. They had the authority, but they weren't doing so. Here's Jesus instructing the apostles in Matthew 20, 25 through 28. "But Jesus called unto them," his disciples, the apostles, "and said, Know ye that the princes of the Gentiles exercise dominion over them." Princes, see that? They have authority. "And they are great and exercising their authority upon them." See, they have authority. "But it shall not be so among you. But whoever shall be great among you, let him be your minister. And whoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant." Minister means servant, by the way. "Even as the Son of Man come not to minister unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many." So do you notice that? The princes, they have authority. They can lord over. Jesus says, you as apostles will never be lording over. The apostles had authority. They won't be lording over people. You see a pattern here? In order to lord over someone, you have to first have authority over them. Let me give you a last Bible verse here. 1 Peter 5, verses 2 and 3. "Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock." So here you go. Elders, they have authority over the people in the body. They're to be examples. They're not to lord over. They're not to be mean-spirited. They're not to abuse their power. Oh, like Paul in 1 Corinthians 5, he's got the authority to put sinful men out. Absolutely. Jesus said in Matthew 18, deal with a brother in sin. If he won't repent, put him out like a publican. That's not lording over. That's using your authority rightly. So lording over is someone with authority, a boss, a husband, a parent, a government official using their authority wrongly. All right? Very, very important that we understand exactly what lording over is. Again, let's go back to some examples of what lording over is not. Okay? What lording over is not. Because I get this all the time from people when you tell them what God's word says and they don't like it. Oh, you're lording over me, they cry. Let me give you an example. Man called me not long ago and wanted discipleship and help in the things of God. I was more than happy to help him. I'm not his pastor, I'm not his elder, I'm not his father, I'm not his boss. No authority line between us, brother to brother. He shared with me that he has an addiction to pornography. Him and I talked, and I said, where are you getting this pornography? He said, my iPhone. I thought about it, prayed about it. I went back to him and I said, I'm willing to help you, willing to teach you, disciple you as a brother, but I require, if I'm going to spend my time on you, that you pluck your phone out, the internet, from your phone to show that you're serious. He wasn't serious. He didn't like that idea. He never said I was lording over him. He didn't like that idea, and he said, I think I'll try to do it on my own. He went on his way. For years, he's been trying to beat pornography. Can't do it on his own, it appears. He didn't want someone giving him accountability and plucking out his internet. That is not lording over. That's me requiring what I need to spend my time to make sure someone's serious, redeeming the time. Let me give you another example. I recently had this really fleshly, carnal man try to come back in my life, and he's telling me that I'm lording over him. He's just a brother. I'm not his elder. I'm not his pastor. There's no authority line, so biblically we already ascertained I can't lord over him. But he wanted unity between me and my wife, him and his wife, and he's a fleshly, carnal man, and in the past, let me give you an example. He used to use all kinds of perfume and cologne. He would use his weightlifting. He would buy special pants to fit his body, $500 leather jackets, vanity, pride, fleshly, carnal ways. And I told this man, in order for me to ever have unity with you in my home, around my family, I would require him to begin to pluck out those things that were feeding his carnality, his pride, his vanity, which was destroying his marriage, by the way, he admitted, caused trouble in his religious body as well. And he would cry, you're lording over me. And this is a lie, not true at all. What I'm doing is ruling over my home, not lording over him and his faith in his home. He can go off and do anything he wants. I fear he's going to go off and destroy his home even more. But that's not lording over. I never tell people they're not a Christian. I never tell them God's sending them to hell unless they do what I say. What I do is I give them instruction in God's word. And then oftentimes I will tell them, in order for me to walk with you and you to be close to my home, this is what I require, and it's always biblical. I don't add things from God's word. So in this case, perfumes, tight clothing, unbiblical clothing, weights that built your vanity and pride, instrumental music, that's another one. These are all biblical concepts. And so in closing, it is never lording over when you simply teach what God's word says. You're not in authority over people. Yeah, I know bishops and pastors and elders can have lording over mindsets. I know that. This audio really is about brother to brother. You can't lord over anybody. What you can do is state where you stand on biblical doctrines, what you'll allow close to your home and what you won't. And then they can go do as they please. They can cry lording over all they want. It generally means, in my experience, they love their sin. They love their fleshly ways. They won't give up their sinful doctrines. It's a lot easier just to cry, you're lording over me. But I just proved to you, lording over needs to have authority over someone, then it's abusive authority. The examples I gave you at the end have nothing to do with that. So hey, don't ever let anybody use that lording over on you. Cling to God's word. Teach the word in all of its pureness. Let me know how I can help you in the faith. This has been Brother Jim at DontPerish.com. Go to our teaching articles. Thousands of resources for you, helping you in the faith, preaching the gospel out here in the streets. Why? Because we love God. We love our neighbor. Till next time, have a glorious day. May God be praised.